Welcome to the CEO Sayla podcast, the place where you can fuel your growth from a place of rest, not stressed. In this episode, we conclude the five-part series to help you end your day with the Lord, not only to strengthen your relationship with Him, but to help you feel refreshed for the next day. This episode is designed to rescue you from midnight wakefulness, those times where you're awakened from sleep and find it hard to drift off again because your mind starts spinning. This will help you short-circuit that by focusing on the peace that comes from focusing on God's Word instead. You can use this episode at other times of the day if you prefer to. I want to thank you in advance for listening to this episode and ask that if you enjoy this meditation, to leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast channel and share it on social media. These are three simple ways you can help others find this podcast more easily. Let's begin. Start by taking some slow, deep breaths, allowing your body and your mind to relax and come into quiet stillness before the Lord, focusing your entire being completely on Him. Picture yourself seated in His presence and His delight in having you there, and allow yourself to settle more deeply into the place where you are lying down. As you breathe, notice any place where this feels challenging, where it feels hard to settle and relax. Ask God to show you any tension that exists in your body, your mind, your soul, or your spirit. Instead of fighting against it, simply acknowledge its presence, then picture Jesus coming in and placing His hand over that area of tension and replacing it with His peace instead. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3a, in the Tree of Life version of the Bible reads, "You will keep in perfect peace one whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Practice setting your breath to the rhythm of the verse, allowing the truth of the verse to soak into your body, mind, and soul. you will keep in perfect peace. One whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Again, you will keep in perfect peace one whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Psalm 119, verse 55a says, "I have remembered your name, O Lord, in the night." One way we can trust God is by knowing him by his names. As I read his names and their meanings, repeat them in your mind and thank him for that revelation of his character, allowing your body and mind to relax into them. Yahweh means Lord. Elohim means creator, mighty, strong. Yahweh Elohim, Lord God. Adonai, Lord. El Shaddai, God Almighty. El Elyon, Most High God. El Roy, God of Seeing. El Olam, Everlasting God. El Gibor, Mighty God. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies and makes holy. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Tzitzkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, our shepherd. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. As we close out this meditation, we'll end by reading from Revelation chapter 4, which is a vision God gave John of the throne room. As I read, allow your mind to focus on the images described in the text, picturing yourself fully in God's presence, soaking in the fullness of his character, experiencing the peace and joy that comes from being there. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, "Come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter." And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created."